Welcome to Mindfully Integrative Podcast with your host, Dr. Damaris G. Mindfully Integrative is a podcast discussing ways toward mindfully incorporating integrative health into our lives. This podcast will have informative resources, fun topics, interviews, and discussions relatable for today with a true mindful perspective in a mind-body holistic life approach.
Hello. This is Dr. Damaris Maria Grossman, and thank you again for joining in on the Mindfully Integrative Podcast. And I just wanted to let you know of our upcoming events and things. So if you want to know and reach out, our resources and our membership is opening soon. So check out mindfullyintegrative.com for more fun and more info. Thanks so much, and talk with you soon.
Hi, how are you? This is Mindfully Integrative Podcast and your host, Dr. Damaris G., Integrative Family Nurse Practitioner. And today's mindful chat is with a great friend of mine, Mary Vidal. She is a pelvic floor expert, yoga teacher, integrative mom, and I've known her for so many years, and I'm so excited for you guys to meet her and all of things that she's doing, not in the integrative health world, but just in her home, in her life, and for moms and other women. So hi, Mary. Thanks for coming in on the show, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, Damaris. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here. And it's, I'm so happy we reconnected after so many years, and It's great that we're both on a similar tracks with integrative approach.
Yeah, I love it. And so our first kind of quick question is, tell the audience something they don't know about you, just some like a fun fact they don't know about you.
Well, a fun fact that a lot of people don't know about me is that I'm kind of known for like yoga and fitness, but I actually started out my movement history in martial arts. So I did martial arts for over 20 years between Taekwondo and Tai Chi. And wow, it really probably is the foundation of all my mindfulness.
Yeah. And discipline and growth, like the, yeah, grounding.
Started when I was 10. So I kind of don't know life without it. You know, it's been part of my life for so long.
That makes a lot of sense. I just feel like I was just talking to my husband, he was really into martial arts and I never got that element. I just was like a runner. I'm like, I really could have used some sort of martial arts, and I think I'm going to have to put him into something. So yeah, we better looking into that. What?
Never too late for you.
Yeah, no. Oh yeah. I think I might even consider it just for even some self-defense, you know. I mean, I do yoga, but like, I don't know necessarily if he'll like to do all aspects of yoga, but at least any part I always incorporate even now, but I would really love him to kind of get into that. So overall, so let's dive into kind of what exactly, what you do in the, you know, fitness world, integrative, like mindful things. And, tell me a little about your story.
Sure. Well, what I'm doing now is I'm working with women, and I like to say from motherhood through menopause, and
that's awesome,
helping people feel better body, mind, and spirit in every phase of life. And so I do that in a very integrative way. I come at it through movement and fitness, but I like to combine yoga and strength training and breathing, alignment, all kinds of, and then layering in self-care from, you know, anything from nutrition and sleep management. I just coach people on all the aspects of their life that are affecting the way they feel. And so and that stems from my experiences of, you know, just aging and becoming a mother and going through this whole, what I call like a continuum, because I feel like when I first started really waking up to like how I need to care for my body, I had some inkling, you know, in my 20s. And I was always searching and trying to figure out my body and how it worked. But once you have a kid, as you know now, everything gets turned.
Everything changes. My whole body's different.
Upside down and inside out and whatever. So you have to really intentionally manage your self-care, where I think before kids, it was kind of like, I'm doing things, but I wasn't being so intentional about it. And afterwards I realized like, whoa, I need to fix what I have going on in my pelvic floor, in my core. I had, you know what it's like now to have little ones where you have no time. So you have to figure out how to manage and create time for self-care for yourself. So it's really been a process.
Yeah. I always call it a work in progress or a process. It's never, when someone asks me about things, I'm like, no, that doesn't mean you have to be perfect. It's the awareness alone is where at least you got to start, you know?
Yes. And I think there is this idea that you'll arrive somewhere, but your body is constantly changing. And if you have children, your children are constantly changing. So you have to continually adapt to what's going on in your life. And that changes from moment to moment, day to day too. So that's a lot of what I teach other people is what I've learned to do myself, which is like how to tune into what's going on and give myself like what I need in that moment. And not,
I'm sorry.
No, and not like feel like they're like have a rigid schedule. Cause like, especially when it comes to fitness, people are like, I'm going to exercise this day, do strength this day, whatever. But I really feel like, well, you know, we're women. I'm in menopause now, but like if you're cycling, you might not want to do that routine if you're, you know, PMSing or whatever, or you're in a different stage of your cycle where you're not feeling up to it. So it's that whole tuning in that I really have learned to hone over the years and knowing that there are many things that I have to do to maintain my health, to improve my health, and to be healthy as I get older.
No, it's beautifully said in the sense of you've worked on yourself and you've kind of found out the avenues and steps, and now you're helping other women in that area.
Yes.
Was there? Yeah.
No, and it's something that it's different for every person too. Mm-hmm. So it's not like a formula that you could just say.
Right. It's not like we talked briefly before the show, there's no one pill, there's no one algorithm. And it's not like, you know, from when I learned in just general medical stuff, it's like, oh, well, you have this infection. It's that you have that, and we're going to treat it X, Y, Z. And we don't, and it's like, no, this approach has to look and a whole way. Was there anything in your life that kind of like brought you, like was like a struggle or something recent in life that kind of really transitioned you into this thinking? Cause I felt that when I went into the integrative approach side, it was my past that had transitioned me into it. And it wasn't something that I was like, oh yeah, I have to do this. I really feel like there's always something that kind of gets someone into it. What is that for you?
Wow. So I think there's like the maybe initial thing, and then there were multiple.
Yeah, we can go over it. Sure.
There were multiple bumps that basically reinforced my path. Right. So I think, as I mentioned, like just motherhood, because that was just an eye opener in terms of how much it affected my body and what I needed to do to, you know, restore my body afterwards. And at the time, there weren't a lot of resources out there. Or there weren't a lot of specialists in postnatal recovery. I was digging and digging and looking at books and talking to all different people, but it was very frustrating. And also from a medical standpoint, you know, I was told like, oh, you're fine. This is normal, you know, and that is the most frustrating thing I see women deal with, where they have, you know, all sorts of issues, whether it's, you know, pelvic or mood related or whatever it is. And they're just told, well, you know, that's normal part of motherhood or aging or whatever. But a lot of these things are not, and they're very controllable. You just need to know how. So I think that, you know, motherhood, my first child, really the second child, because I had a cesarean and then I had a VBAC, which is vaginal birth after cesarean. So I felt like my body had been through a lot. And that's when I started experiencing pelvic floor issues that I was really trying to find and dig and find ways to address them. And now that's how I got into what I'm doing now, because I layer that into my fitness. But then once I hit perimenopause, you know, my symptoms got better, and then I hit perimenopause and they got worse because of
your hormonal levels were off.
Exactly. So it's this continuum of like, okay, I thought I had a handle on everything, and apparently I don't. So I had to find new ways to deal with what I I had.
Yeah, the perimenopause and the menopause stages, totally different phases of hormonal changes. That doesn't mean it's an end all. That I just feel, you know, you're probably at that point where like, just because someone's like, oh, that's just what it is. Like that, just because that doesn't mean you should feel like tired and dry and exhausted, right? I know there's probably a slew of things that come
and up. I think in the last couple of years, so, and then 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And
right. I'm so sorry. I didn't want to, you know, discuss that if you didn't want to, you know.
Oh, that's, I'm very open and I talk about it all the time and I'm happy to discuss that. But there's a whole nother long story.
Yeah. We'll put you on the show and other many things to talk about. You have a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah. And that was just another thing that I was dealing with a medical crisis, dealing a lot with doctors and not feeling like I was getting an integrative approach in my care. And yeah. I had to build that for myself.
Yeah. There's not many. I mean, there are more of us, but there's a small niche of us that are into this, that's like, I feel like it's a passion. We're so passionate of it because we know that we need to change the way the model is, you know?
Oh yeah. And so really the last few years has been kind of the push I needed to really come out and say, what I'm really, I stand for is inspiring. What I like to say is I educate, empower, and inspire other people, especially women, to take charge of their self-care.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one else is going to do it for you. And you can't just like sit back and let doctors guide, you know, tell you what you need to do. There's
because they're not always practicing it. Unfortunately, to say that, I don't mean it. They're not. If you're not practicing it, if you come to an office and you see someone drinking like a can of soda, or they're like 300 pounds and they're asking you to lose weight, sorry, but no, sure, sorry, but not sorry.
And also too, doctors often just like, they know their slice.
They're one slice. Right. And that, and they're not willing to look beyond that other part. I mean, I am a nurse practitioner, not a doctor, but it's just, there's.
Yeah. And I try to seek out practitioners who are a little more holistic, but it's hard. And that's what the medical field trains people to do is look at. So I find that, you know, as a patient, it's my responsibility then to seek out, you know, build my network of support. And that's really what I've been taught to do. And I teach other people to do.
No, and it's so important. I feel like throughout this time, was there individuals that kind of inspired you to kind of, or was it, I mean, your three steps already, things that have you gone along the way, those probably were struggles enough. What inspired you along the way to kind of keep in this path?
Sure. Well, I have, I have a cousin who's a pelvic floor physical therapist that she had told me that she was before I had kids, and I didn't understand what that was and why I would need one. And I kind of was like, I didn't even tuck it in the back of my head. It just wasn't there. Right. And then a few years into my struggles, I was talking to her and she's like, you know, that's what I do. Right. And she was the one who, kind of inspired me to incorporate it more into what I was doing, because I would say like, you know, I want to try these things. And I studied with, one of my big, inspirations is, Leslie Howard, who is a pelvic floor yoga teacher. And I found her probably like 12 years ago and did a workshop with her here in New Jersey. And since she's got a big and now I'm certified through her yoga program. I don't practice that per se, but it really influenced me and the way.
And where you are now.
And what I look. And the other person too is Jenny Burrell, who is a women's fitness trainer in the UK, who also comes at pelvic floor, but from a fitness standpoint. So those two.
Combine. Kind of, and then you made your own thing, like your own niche and your own way of helping women. So you're saying from motherhood to menopause, is that how you said it?
Yes.
That's
because
cool.
It is, you know, and a lot of us are having kids older. So we go from, you have a baby. I had my last baby at 36. Well, you're already transitioning. And most people don't realize perimenopause is not like a short thing for many people. It's multiple years. So your hormones are constantly shifting. And as you hit your back end of your 30s, early 40s, you're already in that shift. And so you don't even know what's coming down, you know? So that's something that I try to teach women, like, you know, recovering from motherhood and then preparing for perimenopause and menopause.
No, I mean, it's so important. And I feel like, one, I guess the conversation doesn't always come up either. People are uncomfortable, or yeah, maybe that women always want to be strong or say that they're not in pain or they're not tired or they're not, or we just don't really want to get help. Right. I mean, I think that's another factor in itself.
Yeah. And there's a lot of shame around all the women's health issues, you know, from anything from pelvic floor or period pain, menopause. You know, you say these words and a lot of people, even women, like they're like, ooh, they cringe, you know, and they don't want to.
Oh, and they want to talk about it. They feel uncomfortable talking about it. And, you know, urinary probably stuff. Like just the conversations, yeah, people just don't, they're like, oh, wait, I don't really want to, you know, get into that right now. Right. Yeah. It's like,
And I'll bring it up in conversation. And then I get people like, oh, what did you say? Like, I need to talk to you, you know? So just opening the door, you know, has been really
an awareness. You're bringing an awareness out. You're talking about it more. You're conversing with it and you're bringing it in a different light, because women's health in itself, I mean, it's part of the, I call it like part of sexual health, but it's not, you know, it's a combination of sexual health, combination of like body, you know, imaging. It encompasses a lot of parts of who we are. And I think, you know, because you're not just doing the physical body, you're trying to encompass nutrition and, you know, breath work and fitness in itself too. And so I can only imagine how helpful you've been for your clients. And I mean, it's awesome. Is there, someone, or not someone, but like maybe a book or a quote or something that, even like from family or something that, you know, that inspired you to, that kind of is, or a mantra even that, you know, is kind of like a daily, hey, this is what I kind of gets me going.
You know, and we chatted about this beforehand, and you brought up something that I totally forgot about, but, when my dad passed away, as you know, last year from COVID.
And yeah. That's one thing we do share. Unfortunately, yeah. I don't like to share it, but yeah.
but you know, one thing I discovered, when he passed away and we were going through all of his things is this little picture frame that had a quote of the pursuit of happiness, a little clip from the book called Pursuit of Happiness, which really was, how to live mindfully. And, I have gone back to that because it really was interesting. My dad was a very, spiritual person, very religious person. And I didn't think of him as looking at some of these things, that weren't so much religious. So it was really fun and interesting to see him, look at something that my mom said he looked at every day. And it really just talked about, you know, doing things for yourself, you know, being mindful. And it was like, wow, my dad,
he like had his own self-care, not just his prayer and, you know, his spiritual health. I mean, your dad is a beautiful person and I'm, you know, I'm glad that he was part of your like life and inspiring, you know, your family and, you know, and that book, the fact that he used it as his own self-development, even though you think he, you know, he was religious and he used this other aspect to, you know, kind of call upon, and you call upon, you know, we all kind of reach for other things, you know, it's not just prayer, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, and as you know, my parents are very inspiring people and not so much in a, overt way, but in the way they live their lives.
And oh, absolutely.
They've always been, you know, very much about caring for themselves and for each other and taking care of their bodies. So body, mind, and soul.
Yeah. And they're, and you're, and you guys and family and yeah, they definitely taught you guys. They're probably maybe the beginning stages, even if you guys probably didn't realize it. Right.
Right. And I think too, I mean, and I'm sure you're experiencing this as well, as we age, we start to look back at our parents and what they did and, you know, how it really impacted us. And I'm still in that process of uncovering and realizing, you know, how much my upbringing affected who I am today or made who I am today.
Oh, that's amazing. Like I put in, you know, states of like some, you know, some were negative, but I really try to look at most of the positives in some of the, you know, things that happen in life. And I felt like I'm appreciative of it because I think, like you said, you wouldn't be where you are at this point. And then now helping all the women and being the best mom you can for your kids and now incorporating this for other women. I mean, that's got to be, you know, such a great passion and fulfilling, you know, bringing your now kind of like your life's purpose. Not a question that I was going to ask, but for your little ones, I mean, I know your kids are teenagers now, but is there things that you did with them that kind of, you know, instilled like a mindful or like a healthier approach, or were you guys always like a pretty healthy family?
Oh my goodness. Well, I'll tell you what we did in the last year for sure.
During COVID and the pandemic. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like people went one way or the other during COVID.
I would definitely went on the healthier side myself, but yeah, they probably went like eating donuts and who knows what.
No, our whole family went to like become veggie eaters. Like, you know, we're not vegetarians, but
plants. You eat mostly like a lot of vegetables, less meat.
So, and we've always sort of modeled that. I was never a good vegetable eater until more recently my husband was. And this year the kids are like, Mom, you don't have enough veggies in the house. They're like, I need more veggies. I'm like, wow, like we did something right. Mm-hmm. But that was in the last year. But when they were younger, they did not want to know about yoga. However, I did sneak in little things here and there that I thought like were falling on deaf ears. But right. Now that they're teenagers, like I could see they're like, oh, Mom. Actually, in fact, my son who's a rock climber yesterday said, Mom, I'm going to climbing. Can we do some yoga before?
Oh, before that's amazing. Because
I'm feeling a little tight. So, you know, if you're a parent and you're feeling like all that you're doing is just like, you know, being tossed to the wayside by your kids, like they don't want to learn from their parents, really. You have to make it look like it came from them. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you have to present it in a way that you're not teaching them is what I found for most kids. But just giving them some little tools to help them. Like you want the biggest thing I'll say when they were little is what I call upside down reading. So we would read a book because who doesn't do bedtime reading, right?
Right, right. As I'm doing that now with my little one.
Yeah. On our backs, either on the bed or on the floor with the legs up, right? Legs up the wall or legs, you know, supported.
Something fun. Oh, cool. Let me.
And I call it upside down reading, but really what it is putting them in position.
In restorative pose.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yoga, sneaky. So they thought it was fun. And that's, you know, those are the kinds of things that I tried to do with my kids is like find ways where they didn't even know they were doing like self-care. And now I can explain it to them and why it was like a good thing to do.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I try to like, I have a yoga mat like out and about in the, you know, in this play area and where he already figured out his down dog, but he doesn't know he has down dog. I keep going into down dog or like going back into like a little, I mean, who knows what he's probably trying to stand, but mommy thinks it's that. but you know, makes me excited. But I mean, I'm so excited that you've been on the show. And I just wanted to know if there's one little tidbit information or just one mindful approach that you want to tell the listeners or those watching that you want to share.
Sure. I mean, I think this year I've really honed in on one thing, and that's the breath.
The breath.
Because it is such a powerful tool to influence the way you feel, the way you think, and just taking a pause for literally 1 minute and taking like 3 deep breaths or 4 deep breaths. It is.
You can do that now if you want. We could do a minute, 30 seconds if you'd like.
Sure, why not?
So if you want to direct us, sure.
Yeah. So if you're sitting in a chair, make sure your feet are planted on the ground and sit up nice and tall, lengthen your spine. And if you want, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and feel your body expand in every direction like a balloon filling up. And then go ahead and exhale either through the nose or through the mouth, letting go. Pausing and then inhaling again. Imagine your body expand front, back, side to side like an umbrella opening. And then exhale, letting everything go. And one more time, breathing in some positivity, good energy, expanding. And then as you exhale, letting go of anything that you don't need, that doesn't serve you, that's negative. And then open your eyes.
Ah, I love it. Ah, the power of breath. Pranayama.
So many ways to do it.
I love it. I mean, no, I love the just a few seconds for those listening that get to kind of get on or even see. Thanks for the, you know, for that for a minute or so. Also, I would love for you to share any upcoming events, or I'm going to have them in the show notes and links to find you, but is there anything upcoming in the next month or so that you want to share with the audience so that they can tune in?
Sure. So one of the things I started last year is a perimenopause support group. And it's really for women, I say, in their late 30s and beyond, to just come and have this open discussion about whatever topics. You know, I say there's no such thing as TMI. So anything you want to talk about, we talk about in this group. And we meet monthly, the first Monday of every month at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And it's a recurring thing and it's virtual.
Oh, so awesome. The listeners have to check you out, and I'll have all the notes there for them to, you know, link to you. And that's every Monday or once a month?
Once a month. First Monday of every month.
First Monday of every month. Okay. That's awesome. Well, I can't wait for them to, you know, connect with you, and I would love for you to be on the show. You know, we can talk more about being a mom. You can talk more about, you know, your breast cancer, you know, whatever, you know, that is for you at the time. I'd love for you to be back on.
Oh, I would love to. Thank you so much for having me.
It was so much fun. So thank you guys for joining in on Mindfully Integrative podcast and YouTube channel. I hope you guys had a wonderful chat, mindful chat with Mary Vidal, expert yoga teacher and pelvic floor and motherhood to menopause expert. And for her, just tidbits of information, and you can follow her on all the links below. And for each of you, make sure you find a mindful way each and every day. Have a wonderful day, guys.
Thanks for listening to Mindfully Integrative with Dr. Damaris G. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. If you enjoyed our show, support us by leaving a mindful review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite streaming site. If you would like to be a guest of our show or interview, email us at info@damarismaria.com. If you want to learn more about the resources mentioned in the podcast, you can find those in the show notes. To connect mindfully with Dr. Damaris G, reach her at www.damarismaria.com or connect via social media links. We appreciate your time connecting here with us. May your strength and peace within bring you more balance every day. Namaste.